Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. You're on 98.5, it is Drive with Beck and Jazeel.
And special guest on the show today, it is Ryan McNaught, otherwise known as Brickman from the popular TV show Lego Masters. Ryan, how are you going?
I'm just awesome. Thanks for having me again.
Now, it doesn't feel right calling him Ryan. It's Brickman, friend of the show.
I guess if we just stop saying Ryan.
It's Brickman.
Hey, Brickman.
Brickman's fine. You know, it's funny. I got asked a question the other day. If I was on MasterChef, what would I be called? And I came up with Broccoli Boy.
Broccoli Boy? Do you like broccoli?
Broccoli?
Well, no, but you've got to have a cool name, right? So I figured if I'm Brickman, if I was on another show, I'd be Broccoli Boy. So, you know.
Speaking of your name, I asked my kids today, because we watch it on catch up the day after every time, because I won't let them stay up that late. And I said, okay, what questions do you have for Brickman? They were like, why is he called Brickman?
All hard questions.
Oh, well, very good question. And it's such a boring answer, so I do apologize in advance. But many, many years ago, back in the mid-2000s, when I first started doing this whole Lego thing as a job, I said to myself, well, I kind of need to get a website, you know, and you've got to have all of that kind of stuff. What am I going to call my website? And I was just like putting in names and had a big whiteboard of 1,000 different options, you know, and all the good ones are taken, of course. Anyway, then I ended up with the brickman.com. So I thought, oh, well, I'll just pick that. And that kind of morphed into eventually me becoming the Brickman.
So cool. What was your nickname in high school? Did you have one?
Well, being Ryan, you get the Rhino, Riser, all those kind of, you know, the usual, you know what Australians are like. We just put an O on the end of everything. So, yeah, not very exciting. Wasn't Brickman.
Yeah, if only. Hey, let's talk Lego Masters. Every episode, there's obviously different build themes. And I've seen these build themes. I'm like, who's coming up with these? Is it you?
Well, there's quite a team, actually, of people that work after the challenges. But what I will tell you is we actually test every single one. We do them all.
Oh.
For a couple of reasons. First off, to make sure that they're, you know, they work and they're super cool and that kind of stuff. But we want to make sure that what the contestants go through is feasible. You know, we don't want to ship them up the garden path, so to speak. We want to make sure that they're actually okay with what they can do and what they can achieve. So, yeah, we actually get the pleasure of actually giving them a crack, which is a lot of fun.
That does sound like fun, because sometimes it can still go wrong. You know, the build where they got given the old, like, suitcases and TVs and pianos and stuff like that, the girls with the suitcase, I felt so bad for them. They just couldn't get it done.
Aww.
It didn't happen, did it? Didn't happen. But this is the whole thing, and, you know, it kind of goes against the grain to a certain degree with Lego, you know, saying to people, unfortunately, your Lego's not good enough, because that's not what really Lego's about. But sometimes it's just the pressure situation of, you know, you've got a time clock and all these kind of things that, yeah, it just doesn't happen.
You said that you test every theme. What's some of the themes that didn't quite make the cut that you're like, this is a great idea, but it just didn't work out?
Yeah, I mean, some of the challenges are pretty obscure. Like, we tried different ones where, you know, like launching things off the top of a building, you know, all sorts of stuff like that. We've tried most things. We need to be careful because we've obviously, you know, the show's still got a fair bit of life in it left. So we've still got a lot of those ideas which we've kind of refined and kept. But like all good things, trial and error can make for some funny stuff.
I think we should all just do like a brainstorming session like later on. Like we could come up with some great ideas, I reckon.
Definitely.
Straight make a Lego version of yourself.
That's a lot of bricks.
Yeah, look. Yeah, well, that's not very nice. Gee whiz. Well, the problem with that is, well, I'll give you an example. So to make a human head, right, is a very difficult thing, okay? But to make a head that actually looks like someone is even more incredibly difficult. So for me to make someone's head that looks exactly like a particular person, that will take me weeks.
Wow.
So that doesn't necessarily make for good TV, you know?
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. Australia obviously loves the show, but if you were producing it yourself, what would you like to see added to the show?
Oh, gee whiz, that's a great question. Marching bands. I think that would be great. I think I think we need to move location. I'm thinking like the Maldives.
Yeah.
Would be a great place to shoot the show. Yeah, I think things like that would be okay. How does that sound?
That sounds brilliant.
And you just need two personal assistants by the name of Beck and Jazeel,
yeah,
I think.
Definitely. Yeah,
definitely.
The show won't be the same.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of changes, this season compared to other seasons, pros and cons, how are you finding this one?
Well, this sounds... look, I don't want to be that guy that just, you know, cranks out the cliches. What I will say is that I think this season's harder for a couple of reasons. I think some of the challenges we have actually made them harder. Like tonight's episode, for example, sake, is about earthquakes and bridge building at the same time.
Oh, I love this
one. So we've kind of merged a couple of challenges together. And so, you know, that whole next level type stuff. So I actually feel for our contestants in that I think we've really pushed them a bit more.
Brilliant. We look forward to seeing all the episodes. I'm addicted to it, so I will be across it the whole time. No spoilers, please. I know Jazeel wrote a question. He wants you to tease what's to come on the show.
But you don't want to.
Okay, can you do it without, you know, giving too much away?
Yeah, sure. All right. Okay. There will be I Will Cry.
Yeah.
yeah. Goes without saying. Hamish will tell lots of jokes. They'll be very funny. He will, no, in fact, I'll give you more. He will wear a crazy outfit. How about that?
Yeah,
crazy
brilliant. Outfit. That's every episode to a T.
You know what? He doesn't even need an excuse to whack on a wacky outfit. He doesn't even, like, the slightest hint of something, he'll go, right, where's the costume department? Off I go. And
he loves
back as something crazy.
Oh, brilliant. That's awesome. You two bring that show together, and it's absolutely brilliant.
Ryan McNaught, we don't speak of that. Brickman, thank you very much for the chat.
Likewise. Take it easy, gang.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.